When will we ever hit bottom?
This is a question that people in personal crisis ask themselves all the time. When am I going to hit bottom? I've wondered about this often in my ministry as a priest walking with people in crisis. When does someone hit bottom? And of course, we all ask ourselves, when will we as a society and a church finally reach bottom? The latest example, of course, was the helplessness of the world this past week. Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, atheists, all helplessly walking the streets of Paris, watching the roof of the Notre Dame Cathedral burn, knowing somehow that what we were watching was a metaphor for the world itself at this time in history. I wonder, when will we hit bottom with these past few years in the church, such despicable sin taking root in the very garden we tend, while we sit by and watch helplessly, trying to figure out what to do? When will we hit bottom? Politicians treading shamelessly all over one another. Couples who really do love each other arguing their way down a road that never ends well. Walls being built up to keep the human family painfully apart from one another. When will we hit bottom and finally come up with a solution for our problems? This, I think, is one of the fundamental questions of the human project. When will we come up with the solutions for our problems? This is what the human project is all about, and it's a question that Easter begins to answer. When will we finally hit bottom and figure all this out? Never in this life. We will hit bottom, and we will never come up with a solution, which is, oddly enough, really good news when you think about it. This week in my prayer and preparation for Easter, I came across a deeply profound reflection on the resurrection, that at Easter, God does something. That's the point of Easter, that God does something here. Father Karl Rahner, a personal friend of Pope Benedict XVI, a Jesuit theologian from the last century, he explains it this way. People today assume that religion is just about a deep feeling of the heart and an advanced spiritual life, which we work to attain by praying and going to church. Think of the billion-dollar self-help book industry. I mean, the words self-help tell the whole story. At Easter, Father Rahner says, it's not so much we who do something, but at Easter, rather, it is God who does something, which I think is the most intriguing thing about Easter. God does something. He makes what was dead alive. God raises Jesus from the tomb. God has done something, and he declares victory. But most interestingly, he does it here, in this earthly reality in which you and I find ourselves, here, tonight, and in every church and every place on the planet, God does something marvelous. Maybe no time in history, more than our time in history, has the human person been beset by such calamity and at the same time so empowered with such ability. Think about the incredible advancements that drive our daily experience, taking out old hearts that don't work anymore and installing man-made hearts that make it possible to live on for years, splitting the atom, nuclear power, jet travel, the personal computer, preparing to send people to Mars. We have done so much, and yet we remain so helpless. People still die of disease, too fragile to live forever. The 20th century saw more martyrs than the previous 19 centuries put together. There are still Nazis in the world, and there are still nuclear bombs that give us fear. You'd think that our ingenuity, our intelligence, our advanced culture would have surely advanced past these unseemly realities. Well, thank God for the resurrection. This is the good news that we've been waiting for. Thank God for what He has done. Because if we could do it, we already would have done it. Father Rahner explains, the whole point of the resurrection is that behind this one-time event in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, the true and decisive nature of things has changed for all time. Father Doug was telling me about this G.K. Chesterton quote, where I'm paraphrasing it now, that he said that with the resurrection, human action has been finished, and divine action has now come into the world. His rising, Christ's rising, shows that He has changed the things that we cannot. If we could, we would make it so that humans could live forever. But we can't do that, and thank God for it. Today, tonight, sometime during the night, 2,000 years ago, Christ rose from the tomb. Tonight, Easter, the resurrection, is the night that we give God back the power to create us in His image and likeness, rather than us creating ourselves in our image and likeness. This is the essence of resurrection. This is what you and I ought to be considering tonight. I'm going to say that again. Tonight is the night where we give God back the power to create us in His image and likeness, rather than us creating ourselves in our image and likeness. And one of the most important truths of this new creation is that it happens not way up there in heaven, but right here in the mess of our lives. Isn't it interesting? At Christmas, just 3 months ago, we celebrated God who chose to come out of eternity and live among us. Here, in this life, in our mostly messy existence. And now at Easter, 3 months later, we celebrate God recreating the human person right here in the mess of it all. Two births, Christmas and Easter, both happening right here on earth. Pope Francis says that priests should be so close to their people that they smell like their sheep. At the resurrection, God becomes so close to us that He appears the way that we will appear when we resurrect. He doesn't go back to the drawing board in some far-off corner of the cosmos. He makes all things new here. Christ is the high priest who comes to be among His sheep. Father Rahner continues so beautifully, explaining that now there is no longer a chasm between God and the world. Christ is already at the heart of the lowliest things on earth, sin, his crucifixion and death. He has even gone down to hell and back. Christ, in his passion, death, and resurrection, is so close to the heart of all creation, that heart of creation that is still wanting, a heart that perpetually yearns for the answer to the problems it creates for itself, though perhaps unaware that it is yearning. The heart that wants to participate in the resurrection of Christ's body. Father Doug's homily on Thursday night was so right. I think he and Father Rahner would like to discuss this a little further if they could get together, because they're saying the same thing. Those of you who were with us Thursday night recall Father Doug saying, and I'll paraphrase his words, our world has grown old trying to solve its problems. Tonight, a world that has grown old becomes young again and finds the answer in the resurrection. Father Jesse, too, yesterday rightly said, the darkness of not knowing must give rise to the light of a new day. The darkness of Good Friday gives rise to the light of Easter. Easter night, as the lights have just come on, not in some far-off place up in the stars, but here, in your life, 7601 Burnett Road, Austin, Texas, 2019. In the thick of it all, in the mess of it all, God comes to recreate us. Father Rahner and Father Doug and Father Jesse, they're each telling the same story about Easter, that Christ was and is and will always be not far away. He will be at the very heart of human history, a history of blind progress through the centuries, with victories and defeats headed with uncanny precision toward tonight, toward the resurrection, toward the day that his Easter happens, where his glory breaks forth from its own depths and transforms everything. So, we have to love our life. We have to love the world. We have to love the utter beauty of the world, and we have to love the total dysfunction of the world. Christ did not resurrect to rescue us. He resurrected to redeem us. And so we must love even the dysfunction of the world. Because as Father Rahner explains, the most sophisticated religions of the world have always aimed to escape the world, but they can never go far enough to reach the God of eternity, for he's not out there. He's here again. He's here for us. And he makes not only all things new, but he makes all of us new. This is Easter. This is what we should be thinking about. When will we ever hit bottom? Never. There is no bottom. Christ's resurrection has come from the very depths and has made even the depths new again. Happy Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.